And that four may be the first time we ought to be looking at the long run, and the long run as defined by our children's maturity and even our grandchildren, and what kind of a United States of America do we want them to live in. Unfortunately, in this city, we have constantly looked at the short run. The long run in the city of Washington amounts to, at the very outside, the next election, and that's too bad. We have promoted for years consumption at the expense of savings and investment. We constantly demand more, a higher standard of living, and all that time our productivity is decreasing, and we must change this.
If we cut back on consumption now as a people, does that mean a real scaling back in standard of living, or does it mean cutting out wastage?
Of course it doesn't. It means cutting out wastage and over excess, and promising total prosperity for everyone constantly, as this government and many others always do. We will still enjoy the greatest standard of living and highest prosperity of any people in the history of the world. As a matter of fact, we'll enjoy greater prosperity and a guaranteed higher standard of living if we build our productive capacity and expand it and provide more jobs and more goods and services at cheaper prices. This, in the long run, is going to be the greatest benefit to the American people.
Are we on the same road as followed by Great Britain, by the Scandinavian countries, that is, in devoting a larger share of national income to government spending? If so, do you see it as reversible, or is it dangerous?
It is most definitely dangerous. Yes, we are on the same road as the United Kingdom, who for many years promoted the same overconsumption at the expense of savings and investment. And there are many who believe we're traveling rapidly down that same road. The United States government and federal and state governments today represent, their expenditures represent about one-third of the GNP. And if we continue to grow at the same rate that we have by the turn of this decade, it will effectively be about 60%, which will mean government will just be running everything.